This is Ruben.
Oh, hello, Ruben. It's Claire Haygate from Advantage.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, I got your voicemail. I'm sorry, I was a bit slammed up. So, how long have you been with Advantage?
Since May the 16th, not very long at all.
Oh, were you in another financing or leasing company prior to that?
I worked for 20 years in various institutions in the UK, and then we moved here about 18 months ago.
Okay.
We're based in, I'm based in Long Island, and this business is nearly in New York City.
Gotcha.
A place called Lake Success. So we moved because of my husband's business, and then once we were settled, I started to look for work and
gotcha.
Leasing all I've ever done. So it might be UK leasing, but I did medical and IT.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
Okay, let me just make some notes here. Cool.
I've done a lot of leasing, just not in the States, but I'm sort of just working out the terminology. There is some differences, and obviously the specific market that Advantage are in, I'm not an expert in, but leasing and broker account management is what I've always done, really.
Okay. Can you tell me a little about, you know, what you guys offer to brokers and kind of some unique products that differentiate you guys from the market?
Okay, well, Advantage have been in this industry, so truck, tow, titled vehicles, for about 20 years.
Okay.
And we've recently been acquired by Macquarie, so although they've always dealt direct and with vendors and a few brokers, they haven't really been in the broker arena previously, but we were recently acquired by Macquarie. I don't know if you know.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking to expand, and which is the reason we recently joined the NAELB. We're just trying to get up to speed in the broker world. So basically, we go with A to C credit.
Okay.
Our rates range from 6 and upwards.
Okay.
At the moment, from a commission perspective, and I know this, I talked to... sorry, I just completely lost the guy's name who I've been speaking.
It might be a guy named Grant.
No, it was...
Dean?
Hang on, I've got... Dean, that's correct.
Yeah, he's my boss.
Oh, okay, so I've spoken to Dean, and from a commission perspective, we historically have always looked around 3%. So, and I know he said that he felt that was low. We can split above that. So don't let that restrict from what you put over, because we can... You know, I think it's based on the fact that if we're going to do a 6 and you guys get more than 3, then you start earning more than we do.
Correct.
So there may be deals where we need to, you know, on the finer rate deals, then fine. I think we'll probably be about there. And then on the deals where there's more...
Is that 3 points in plus we can retain first and last, or just 3 points total?
Just 3 points.
Okay. So...
Did you work with other funders where you can retain first and last?
Yes.
Okay.
We can charge up with most of the funders we work with. We can charge up to 15 points and retain first and last.
Okay.
Which is not a...
What rates are those looking at, though? I mean...
Usually between 6 to 10%.
Right.
But I'm not... No, it's not a bad thing. There are a lot of companies we work with that also, in the same breath, have very limited points on bigger deals, which I think is probably something you guys are looking for, correct?
And I think historically we've dealt with 100K plus deals.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
and we don't do less than 25 anyway. And it might be something that moves over time. As I said, we're sort of new to looking at, you know, a big panel of brokers.
Cool. Yeah.
But that's how it stands at the moment. And if there's any deals where you wanna move it up, then we'll just look at it together and make it work.
No, absolutely. I think it's about being reasonable and not wasting your time. And, you know, you're the one lending the money, so I'm not going to call you on the points. But let's kind of understand, I can understand your program. I think most of our deals are going to be below 250. So you only do vehicles, correct?
We only do vehicles, yeah. Only titled. It has to be titled. We don't do sort of single-use owner-operator.
Okay.
Trucks either, but apart from that, it's like bus, limo, normal trucks, tow, Yeah, so the full range that I sent you through.
And can we use?
Did you get the presentation?
I did get it. So great. Actually, we're working on some bus deals. So I think.
Yeah.
So you guys go up now. Are all deals okay up to 7 years, or is it mainly? Is that an exception?
It depends on the age of the equipment. So if it's a brand new deal, so we do a 10 inclusive of the age of the vehicle. So if it's 5 years today, then we wouldn't do more than 5 years.
Gotcha.
On the time of release.
Gotcha.
A general rule of thumb.
And what is due at signing on most deals? First and last, down payment?
It really depends on the quality of the credit. I mean, if it's a really good credit, we'd aim for nothing, but I mean, we don't get many of those, sadly, through the doors. But, you know, I've seen a few, but generally we're asking for a, you know, small deposit or, you know, first and last, possibly up front. And if it's a new start, then it would be a minimum of 20%. We would also require from a new start evidence of history in the business. So, you know, it might be some tax returns evidencing they've worked in that sort of industry before, and then potentially a business plan depending on the size of the deal. We do them, but, you know, it's just a more difficult credit and we just require more information on day one.
Gotcha. What kind of revenues are you really looking for in terms of a customer profile and what type of credit?
Well, we sort of aim for a B credit. We'd say that's where our sweet spot is. But as we do see quite a few A's and a lot of C's.
Okay. I know score is only part of the equation, but in terms of scores, what kind of scores are you looking at? Are we talking about mid sixes? Or are we talking about 675 minimum?
No, we don't have them. We did one the other day that was like 550, but the asset was really good. I think he gave us some collateral from one of his other assets. So
okay, so you guys are okay with some beat up credit as long as it makes sense.
Yeah, and if they've got tax liens, then we want evidence they're repaying them. And if they, you know, we will look at the much more difficult lens. But we do take collateral over. We take liens over their other collateral if necessary as well.
Okay.
If they've got a few trucks that they're fully paid for, then that's always a help.
But it's just 3 points is the maximum we can do on these deals. Okay.
No, it's just dependent on the rate. So if you want six, then we're not going to do more than three. If you need six, it's going to be three. But if you are happy for us to go up a bit, then, you know, we'll just split it.
Okay.
Split the benefit, if you see what I mean. So if you think there's more room in the deal, then it's still worth putting to us. It's just that we'll want to increase from six.
So we're gonna. It's a deal by deal basis.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So you're saying, hey, look, we've got a 6% buy. Now, what are your problem credits bought at? What kind of rates?
They're more up towards the tens. We don't generally do much above 10, but it really depends on the credit that comes in.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it's useful. I think I can kind of disseminate some information and get some deals over to you. We actually have a bus deal that I'm kind of thinking of, but I don't like to throw people, you know, to the wolves the first time out. I want to give them something that's, you know, not only approvable but closable. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I think this makes sense for me.
Any questions, let me know. And if we, look at a few deals, that would be great. Send them straight through to me. I do have a slight minor issue with my phone at the moment because we just moved offices and we're having an issue setting a few things up. So just drop me an email if you need me.
Perfect. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thanks, Ruben. Okay, speak to you soon.
Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.